Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Farrar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Farrar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about magical thinking. Now, I have been reading many books during this corona outbreak. I've put that all up over social media. One of the ones I'm currently reading is The Seven Deadly Sins of Narcissism. One of the things I have to deal with as a minister is people that have sort of narcissistic tendencies. That try to get in a position where they can either hang on to your coattails and sort of bask in the limelight of the minister, or they try to like somehow get the power so they can be in front of people. And, you know, you deal with a lot of narcissists, or at least people that have narcissistic like tendencies. And at some level, we all have to grapple with these sort of things. You know, we all have to grapple with that sense of getting an idea of superiority about ourselves. You know, it's reality. That's why we're called to humility, to actually have that self-reflection about ourselves and who we are and see ourselves in a true way, not in a grandiosity sort of way, you know, in a way of grandeur, you know what I mean? So one of the things that really struck me about this book, and I'm working through it again right now, it's a phenomenal book. It's The Seven Deadly Sins of Narcissism. Hutchinson, I believe, is the doctor's or the counselor's last name of what I don't remember, first name off the top of my head. One of the seven deadly sins is magical thinking. Magical thinking. One of the things about, you know, narcissists is people, you know, a narcissist doesn't want to deal with the shame that's inside of them. Shame is something they utterly reject. And in order to avoid that, they try to craft a world in which they're either the hero, or they're either the person that keeps the support of the structures going, or whatever it is. But one of the things that will always be absent from this world that they have crafted for themselves is any possibility that they are responsible, ergo should have shame about some failings and all these sort of things that bring about shame in one's life. So this sort of construct, this world that they sort of superimposed on the actual reality that is before them, was what we constitute as magical thinking. And, you know, it's one thing for a child to have magical thinking, but for a narcissistic person or people that struggle with narcissistic tendency, there, you know, we've got to put away childish things. And that really got me thinking, because one of the things I see regularly, you know, online in terms of Catholic Twitter, Catholic Instagram, Catholic social media in general, is this notion of grandiosity in relationship to one's individual ideas, concepts, and etc. And they'll wrap them up in nice sort of tradition-based language, scripture-based language, council-based language, all this sort of stuff. But at the foundation is, it's no longer, if they're speaking about, let's say, Jesus, it's not Jesus, it's their Jesus. It's not the church, it's their church. And we see, and I brought this up before, these sort of idealized things, we take and we wrap them in sort of flowery church-like language, and we put them forward as something that is worthy of the definite article. It's the Jesus of our lives, you know. It's not just their Jesus, but they want to make him bigger because there's a lot of their own stuff in there. So, and I'm tackling this from a different angle, from that magical thinking, because one of the things that Jesus, calls us to, and this is the beginning of his ministry, is repentance. And I brought this up before, but even though we're in Easter time, we still have to be open to the necessity of repentance, is we repent and then we believe. That means we have to look at ourselves and admit, yeah, we're off the mark. We're off the mark. Our ideas are off the mark. Our feelings are off the mark. Like, there is stuff about us that is off the mark. And we need to repent and move away from those things. And then our heart has a sense of freedom to believe. And the grace of God is already working at us in order to even see in that regard, to be able to see those things that are off the mark. So we need this. We need to tackle this issue of transformation of idols in our life, taking the good things and the things of the Lord and the true things and et cetera, and taking aspects of them, wrapping our desires in them, you know, and then putting them forward as some sort of definitive thing that we're all supposed to sort of, you know, step in line and follow and et cetera. If not, you know, you're not a Christian, you're not a Catholic, you're not any of these sort of things. So a part of that issue is this magical thinking, because these sort of idols do protect us from those aspects of shame in our life that our sins can bring about. You know, shame is not a pleasant feeling, but we're not meant to reside with it or in it. We're called to move on it and be healed from it, which happens in by and through our relationship with Jesus Christ and our ability to accept the truth of our realities. We make mistakes. We fall short. We need not bask in those things. We are called to acknowledge them and to move on because we have been healed in by and through Jesus Christ. Easier said than done, of course. That's why we need to be able to have a multitude of different tools, different aspects of our own self-understanding to help us to overcome those things that may keep us blind, that keep us sort of, I don't want to put this, chained up with our idols. And part of one of those things that leave us chained up is magical thinking. And we really see this within the narcissists within our lives. And we have to be aware of that. We have to call a spade and bring it out. And now that we're in Easter time and in that light, and we're sort of like in the book of Numbers, preparing and journeying to the promised land. We're not just journeying from the place of slavery, but we're journeying to the promised land. We have to be aware of what might bring us back into that place of slavery. And magical thinking is one of those things that do it. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. If you want more of my content, head over to my Facebook page, The Real Frank Fryer. You can also go to Twitter, @CarmeliteNick. You can go to my personal webpage, The Frank Fryer, and find a whole bunch of other stuff that I do, including Catholic Stand articles, blog posts, etc. All this is at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyla of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.